10 years ago, health experts pledged to give people living with HIV in resource-poor countries greater access to life-saving antiretroviral treatment by the year 2005. At the time, only about 300,000 people worldwide, most of them in Brazil, had access to these medicines at a cost of about $10,000 a year per patient. Although nearly 10 million people today now receive antiretroviral treatment, which suppresses the HIV virus, challenges remain in preventing infections in adolescents. Scaling up access to antiretroviral treatment is a public health success story, says Dr. Gundo Vela, coordinator of the HIV and AIDS Department at the World Health Organization in Geneva.
We've seen a substantial increase. We've seen the prices coming down for treatment. Treatment can be now as cheap as $100 for drugs per patient per year in those countries. We've seen treatment becoming simpler and treatment being offered even under very difficult circumstances.
And the good news doesn't stop there. Based on studies published this year, Dr. Vela says WHO now recommends that some groups, for example, pregnant women with HIV and people who have both HIV and tuberculosis, should begin antiretroviral treatment earlier than previously thought. Additionally, antiretroviral treatment has a prevention effect, as people receiving it are less likely to transmit the HIV virus. But, he cautions, there's still a long way to go.
What we see in particular, if you look at the data, which is globally positive, is that, however, data for some groups looks less positive. We are concerned about generally access to treatment for key populations. So these are population groups that are most affected by the epidemic. And in many countries, these are people who inject drugs, men who have sex with men, and sex workers, to name just a few.
Also falling through the cracks are adolescents, as the number of people between the ages of 10 and 19 dying from AIDS has increased by 50% since 2005, from 71,000 to over 100,000. Philip O'Brien is vice president of the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation, which works mostly in sub-Saharan Africa.
I think I want to live in a world where we know with absolute surety that we have eliminated the transmission of HIV from a mother to her children. We can do that. We know we can do that over the next 5 years. We've halved the number of kids in the last 3 years. We can halve the number of kids born again over the next 5-6 years.
However, ending the AIDS epidemic will also require ending discrimination and stigma against those who have HIV and AIDS. Mariangela Simão is director of the Rights, Gender, Prevention and Community Mobilization Department at UNAIDS, the joint UN program on HIV and AIDS.
Recently, we see a resurgence of actions that are against, for example, sex workers, or we see a resurgence in many countries of laws that criminalize same-sex relationships. So these are issues that are very much at the heart of the human rights response, but also at the very heart of the AIDS response.
For World AIDS Day, celebrated on the 1st of December, UNAIDS has launched a zero discrimination campaign alongside Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi from Myanmar, an advocate for the agency. Deanne Penn, United Nations.